We were here last year, and I went up. I had recently discovered that I was related to the O'Neills, so I really wanted to see it. And last year, it was just gray and misty. So I wanted to go back this year with sun shining, and that's what we found. The fort's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I noticed when I was walking up going up the stairs, I got up to the top of them, and the top two stones are missing. And it was like, did not make it easy to get up there. But and two of them were, when they realized they were getting a lot of attention, they decided they were going to leave and leave their buddy drunk in the tent. And as they were coming out, it just sort of suddenly struck me that I had a camera in my hand. I ought to use it. So I took pictures of them and
then
their destruction. They went down the hill, and my friend Diane Boss was in the car, and she saw where they went down and jumped fences trying to elude, because they were aware at that point that the Garda had been called, and then when we would call him Officer Dougherty, got up to the fort, Diane told him where they had gone, and he left then and picked them up, and then came up and worried about the rest of it.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's clear that, I mean, these two individuals weren't responsible for everything that happened, because apparently there were around 40 people there camped overnight.
We didn't know that.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of stuff there. I mean, it was, it was, the wind was really howling, and even inside the fort, it was almost like a tornado, stuff just blowing and blowing, and, but it was very upsetting, especially the fact that they had messed up the rocks, and.
I think they admitted to throwing stones, but they say they weren't responsible for the rest of the damage, and clearly there were other people at the site that were not before the courts, but they have apologized. They say they're very embarrassed.
They should be. I mean, my attitude about stuff is like that. It's that for messing with things, you know, with old things that are part of your heritage. I feel the same way about it in America. It's like, this is part of your national heritage. When you attack it, it's like attacking a person.